All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we go to Mark, I said this is about conservatives and Republicans today. In a poll taken by Harvard Caps Harris poll, do you know that former President Donald Trump, in an eight-person field, received over 57% of the vote to become the nominee for Republicans again?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So have you been paying any attention to all the information that's been coming out on Donald Trump? Mm-hmm. He may be going to jail, or he should be going to jail. And so Republicans still are hoping that this man, all this information that has come out on exactly how low down and rotten and dirty he is, and they don't care?
Oh, they didn't hear it. They didn't hear nothing. They didn't see Jack. They don't know what you're talking about.
So they don't care about everything that is known now about this man. There's something that is so great about him that they want to see him back as the president of the United States. What is wrong with Republicans? What is wrong with conservative people, man?
Two different conversations, you know. As far as people that know the dirt, that seriously, really, truly understand what's going on, decide to say and do nothing about it, they have a different motivation than Joe Schmo out there just really excited to get racist again.
Yeah, that's really what it is. We're going to talk about that later on, too. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark?
Doing okay. It's disturbing that these guys call themselves conservatives, because this is clearly reactionary. Because as I understand it, back in, you know, some decades ago, you know, it was, you know, some gun control was a conservative issue because they were all afraid of people of color, you know, having firearms. I mean, I don't know how that, you know, and I'm a firearm owner. You know, I have plenty. I've got more than I actually need, probably. But it just is how they think that having kids in school with firearms at 18 years old, because I didn't have the judgment when I was 18 to have a concealed carry weapon, even though I had been hunting for several years. But I mean, that it is just ridiculous that these guys are passing this kind of stuff, and they're clearly, you know, trying to fire up their base and with this stuff. But we just, you know, as you let off with the six people getting killed because one guy decided he got angry or for whatever reason shot these people. I mean, it is just how they can contemplate this stuff is just ridiculous. But that violent language rhetoric that they're using, I mean, you know, Rebecca Clefish talking about having daggers out. I mean, do all go around like, you know, back in, the play Romeo and Juliet, where they all were going around with swords along their side, and when you got angry with somebody, you wanted to stick with the pointy end.
I think they're thinking more along the lines of Knight of the Long Knives, you know?
Oh, it just is. Yeah, well, that too. I mean, that they just seem to be embracing, you know, that, you know, fascist ideology that, Tucker Carlson, I mean, that they can't decide which side to pick now for the whole Ukraine thing. I mean, there's one side saying that they're all for Mother Russia, and the other side saying, how dare, you know, Biden, we not stand up to Russia. I mean, that I am just...
Yeah, I mean, the Tucker Carlson thing, I was going to talk a little bit about that, too, where Tucker Carlson and others are saying that we should be siding with Russia. What is wrong with people who call themselves conservatives? I mean, you know, we have some who call this the airwaves. They call here.
Yeah.
Where are they at now? No, phone lines are open.
Yeah, they're coming.
At 844-967-2789. Hey, defend yourselves.
And it's a tangled, twisted knot. I think it even goes back to Russia being seen in a certain light damages the Republican Party. It starts that snowball rolling, you know, of all this stuff, the election interference, all of it, just all of it. So they're really just trying to stay as far back as possible. Be approving. And end it at that. Don't let your sentences run on too long when talking about Russia. Just give it the nod and move on, because they don't want to open that can of worms.
You know, man, I don't know. It's not going to get any better. I know. I hear people say, you know, they're optimistic and you know, they're optimistic about what's going to happen in the country. But I don't know how you can be optimistic when you've got people who have the kind of mentality that you see exhibited by Republicans all the time. Who do we have on the line?
We've got Vicky from Burlington.
Hey, Vicky, how you doing?
I'm fine, Mr. Earl. Thank you for taking my call. It won't take long, but I just wanted to tell you that, you know, we're back out, you know, grassroots is back out, making calls and knocking on doors. And the thing I hope everyone remembers, and what we're already hearing, so-called conservatives, Republicans, they don't believe in more than half of what they're promoting. What we're hearing is everything they do is to own the libs. They hate Democrats more than they support anything they're saying. And so I just want to make sure we don't agonize too much over it. It's a strategy that ultimately loses. Because haters are going to hate, and just hate never wins in the long run. So their motivation is not their own party; it's to get us. So
yeah, but you know what? That may be the case, but they've got a lot of followers, and
they do, and they are in lockstep. They are in lockstep. All 50 Republicans supported voting rights not very long ago. Now all 50 Republicans stand together and saying no. Our party doesn't do that for some good reasons, but we're going to have to get together, because otherwise we can't win this thing. And we can fight amongst ourselves between progressives and Democrats and this new wing of populist progressives. I'm not sure what it is, but that's the only thing that concerns me. If we continue the infighting, they're going to stay together, and that's how we lose.
Well, so across this state, you see more and more, especially in rural areas where Republicans have total control. And so it's not even so much as the threat comes from the legislature as much as it is that they've been able to, you know, brainwash the citizens who can't do their own thinking. It's almost like they say, whatever you say, you know.
That's it.
What was it when Rush Limbaugh, ditto heads?
They're
all ditto heads.
Yeah.
And that's the danger.
But there are a lot of good rural conservatives that we can reach. Mm-hmm. The ditto heads, let them go.
I love it.
Well, you know, I'll take your word for it. But, you know, You're out there. You would know better than I. But thank you very much for the call, Vicky. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. It all depends on what you